Well, can I use this tonight? Well, I didn't realize this one was on. I didn't realize it was on. That's why I was like, can I use this? Because I didn't know which one was which. Well, you know, I really thank the Lord that, you know, I've been having the call to evangelize the gospel for a year now. Praise God. That's a great testimony right there. I just appreciate the Lord. You know, he's been good to me. You know, I've been saved for, I'd say, 3 years now, and I've even been filled with the Holy Ghost for 3 years. I got saved on October 17th, 2012. Praise God. Praise God. I thank the Lord. You know, I appreciate being filled with the Holy Ghost. I got filled with the Holy Ghost the next Wednesday night after that, which was on October 23rd, 2012. And praise God, I'm just going to go through what plan I have for my life and what my call is and different things like that before I preach and give you my scripture. My call is actually to be an evangelist. So basically, I have a career to like evangelize across. Praise God. And you know, I've been praying and seeking the Lord and just crying holy unto him about this call that I have. And I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. You know, his mercies are good and new every morning. Amen. And I just appreciate the Lord. Praise God. And I brought my portfolio with me so I can show y'all. See it? It's good, isn't it? Praise God. Well, praise God. I appreciate Brother and Sister Snow for actually giving me the chance to evangelize the gospel to the lost and the unsaved and the sanctified ones. Because most of us in here are sanctified.
All right.
Praise God. Most of us in here have gave our hearts to God, right?
Amen.
Praise God. Raise your hand if you're saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I just thank the Lord for that. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Just everybody, let's turn our Bibles to Job chapter 1, verse 12. Let me go here. Job chapter 1, verse 12. Praise God. It simply says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power, only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord." That's where I'm going to take my scripture from tonight. The title of my sermon is going to be "Have Victory and Win the Battle."
Praise God.
Praise God. Have victory and win the battle. Praise God. You know, there are times in our life when the devil lies to us.
Amen.
He lies to us. You know, I've recently just got out of all that because, you know, the devil, he's been lying to me.
All right.
He's been lying to me. Oh, God, you know, I really have a burden on this sermon because I feel that there are some souls in here that the devil has been lying to. And he's been trying to take you away from the gospel of what God has planned for us and here what he told us to do.
All right.
And, you know, there are churches today in America and that just have church and go to church on Sunday and live for the Lord on Sunday, but next thing you know, they walk out of that church and do the same sin that they did before they went in there.
All right.
And that's not right.
Amen.
We have to have a true church. We have to have a church that can actually get in and seek the Lord and give their hearts and souls to God right here at this altar. That's what we have to have. We cannot have souls coming into church and leaving here different. I mean, leaving here like, I say different because, you know, to me it's the same way before they came in. So, I mean, like, you know, they don't change at all, actually. They come in all sinful and all dark sin. Next thing you know, they'll leave the same way.
All right.
And I don't want that. I want to see a church that's on fire for God and lives for him each day by day.
Amen.
And, you know, it's really a big, huge testimony on how I came to this church. I mean, it's like God has just reached down for me. I mean, it's like he was waiting on me all the time. And, you know, I believe there are some souls in here that just have to stand at this altar and seek God because they've been lied to by the devil and they've been discouraged by the devil. And, you know, the devil, he's been discouraging me, just like I said. Just because I'm preaching it to y'all doesn't mean that the devil doesn't lie to me. Because there are preachers that the devil has cornered also.
All right.
And that's what they call it. They call it my mind that's been lied to and discouraged and tormented is a carnal mind. And I read in the scripture, I forget what scripture it is, but a carnal mind, that's against God, actually.
Amen.
It's against God. And I recently just recognized that, you know, I've been having to seek God because, you know, the devil, he's been trying to drag me away from going to church.
That's right.
And I now I know that for sure. That's a lie of the devil. That is the lie of the devil, and I have the power to bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. I have the power to bind him in the name of Jesus. All I have to say when the devil lies to me now is shake my mind and say, get behind me, devil. I just shake my head and just get behind me, devil. I shake that mind around. I shake it around. You have to shake the devil off of you in the name of Jesus. That's what I do. I shake my mind around and just tell the devil to get behind me. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to start doing. I've been doing it already. I truly believe that's the true thing to do. And I'm encouraging y'all when the devil lies to y'all. Shake that mind around and just kick him off of you and just shake him and bind him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You know, I read in, I even read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I believe that's true tonight. Don't y'all believe that? Praise God. You cannot let that devil lie to you. You have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You cannot let that devil lie to you. You have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Get the devil off me and rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I believe that's what we have to do. Praise God. You know, there are times when even that devil, he'll even be a monkey on your back. Because I remember when I went to, I think there was youth retreat, Sister Christy, Sister Ann, do you remember that, Brother Gocho or whatever? And he had said, you know, that monkey on your back, you know, I believe that's the devil whenever that monkey is on your back and you try to get to the altar and seek the Lord and ask him to help you. I know it's the devil. Praise God. I just, like I said, you know, there's a bunch of souls in here that the devil has been lying to. I know that for sure. Because I've been praying, you know, all of a sudden, for some reason, when I pray and I ask the devil, you know, are there many souls out there that the devil has been tormented and lying to? And all of a sudden, for some reason, while I was praying, pictures of y'all came into my mind. And God put y'all's burden in my heart. That's why I feel like praying for y'all. You know, praise God, praise God. You know, that's why I've been praying and fasting for the Lord. You know, I just said, oh God, I really have a burden in this sermon. You know, I really believe that there are souls in here. I just know there are souls in here that, you know, the devil has been trying to take control over, and we can't do that. We can't have marriages going out of the church and people going out and leaving different, sinning, and then doing what the devil lies to them and tells them to do. Because, you know, when the devil tells y'all, oh, it's okay to miss this one service, it's okay to walk out of here and, you know, go outside and smoke a cigarette, or go out there and go to nightclubs and all that, that's not okay. That's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
Now, you know, my mother, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, you know, she's not saved. She's not saved at all. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to tell you all the truth. There are times when I have to be around that. But I mean, I can't do anything about that, because, you know, I can't disrespect my mom, because I'll sin myself. We have to be a light to those souls. We can't ignore those souls that need help. We cannot do that. We can't do that. We can't ignore those souls that need help. Because I know for a fact there's a longing in their soul that they want to know more about God. I know that.
All right.
I've seen that. You know, at the public school, you know, I have services there every day outside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have services out there every day outside. I sure do. Oh, believe me. I'll preach the gospel to them. I can do it. I can do it. I have the power. And, you know, whenever I say I have the power, you know, I want to actually believe and have faith. But we have to believe. We have to believe and have faith in our prayer. I want to believe and have faith that greater is he in me than the world.
Amen.
Praise God. I know that scripture. You know, praise God. I got those scriptures down in my heart. It gives me the joy and it gives me the happiness every time. Praise God. Praise God. Do y'all believe that tonight? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Look, we've got to have a true church. And, you know, you know something, recognize? You know, some of you, wherever you go downtown, you know, they see us Pentecostal holiness people. They just don't know nothing about it. But I know that it's like there's longing in their soul that they want to know more about God. I'm telling you the truth, they do. And I recognize those looks on their faces whenever they see the holiness people walking through those McDonald's doors. You know, they see them sanctified women with long skirts. They see it. Praise God.
Amen.
We need some sanctified folks. Praise God. That's what we need. Praise God. I know there's a bunch of sanctified ones up in here. Praise God. You know, we've got to have that standard. We can't be dressed all sinful and everything like that. We cannot have any of that. No, we can't. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. You know, this isn't a joke. This is the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. Have victory and win the battle. Amen. Praise God. Have victory and win the battle. Amen. Praise God. You know, young people, you know, y'all got to get in too, Brooke and Brittany. We got to have y'all getting in too, Robert. Man. Come on, young people. Come on. Amen. Yes. Amen. You know, I believe that, you know, as an evangelist, I believe that. Praise God. I believe that as an evangelist. I believe that. Praise God. You know, I have happiness in my soul. You know, praise God. You know, I have it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I really feel it tonight. Praise God. I really feel it tonight. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil out of this church and out of the minds right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. Take him out of this church, oh God. We believe it, God. Take him out of our minds, out of our spirits, out of our souls tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way through here tonight, oh God. Make a move of the anointing of the Spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You know, I really believe that, you know. I'm going to read this scripture to y'all one more time because I want y'all to actually get this scripture down, okay? I'm going to read it. This is where my scripture is. This is what my sermons are. Excuse me. Job chapter 1, verse 12. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Praise God. You know, this is what I've been having a hard time on. And just because I'm an evangelist doesn't mean I'm perfect. I just like to reach out and help the lost, help the people that need help. Praise God. And, you know, I recently, you know, I said to myself, you know, we need to walk more in the spirit than by sight.
All right.
Walk in the spirit, not by sight. That's the truth right there, isn't it? I believe it. Walk in the spirit, not by sight. And that's what I encourage y'all to do tonight. Walk in the spirit. Don't walk by sight.
Amen.
Because if you walk by sight, that's to me, that's a quick way for the devil to lie to you. Because and that's what happened to me for a while, but I've recently just got out of that. I've been more praying and fasting for myself than walking by sight. So I walk in the spirit and by faith. You know, and you know, this is something else that we have to know. You know, I heard Brother David even talking about this, you know, in our prayers, we need to believe.
Amen.
Believe, because God can answer it. That song she sings, you know, my God can do anything. That's the truth right there. Praise God. And you know, I really feel the spirit tonight. I really just encourage y'all. I encourage y'all to win the battle, have the victory over that. And you know, our unsaved family members, believe. Believe that those souls would all of a sudden walk through this church and get saved. Because we have got to know that. We've got to believe and know that and trust in God that those souls can get saved. Because you know, those hearts are just, they're just dark and simple. They just don't know nothing about going to heaven. They think that you can do anything to go to heaven, but that's not true. It's not true at all. You can't go to church and walk out and do the same thing you did before you came in. That's not a Christian. It's not. Right. And, you know, I have friends, you know, I have this one friend, you know, her name is Heather Wells, and you know, I mean, she thinks that I've changed her, but I haven't changed her. I've just been praying for her a lot. Because, you know, she says she's a Christian and she'll help other people and she'll pray with other people and she'll witness to other people. But I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I do believe that there are Baptists and Methodists that are going to go to heaven. I believe that because I heard one preacher say that at County Line before. I forget who said that. But he says he even believes that some Baptists and Methodists are going to heaven. And I'm not going against religion. I'm just saying the truth. You know, we all need to go to heaven. We can't live by the devil. You know why the devil's been attacking us so much? Because we don't live for him, right? We don't live for him, praise God. We don't live for him. And you know, I just wish that I can just get out to, you know, I wish I can just help the whole world, because I mean God he wants all of our souls. He wants all of our souls. He wants all of our souls to go to heaven. He doesn't just want old past tabernacle soul.
Amen.
He wants everybody's soul.
Amen.
And we've got to actually do a better job of being alive and praying and fasting more to those souls. Because some of those souls could be not saved, and some of them could be just lost. And I'm being honest with you, you know, not all preachers believe the same way. Not all of them. And, you know, praise God, you know, I mean, the enemy, you know, he's just so real, and people don't believe that. Some people don't, most people do. Because, you know, at that school, you know, I'll see, you know, these atheists. I mean, they'll yell out, "Oh, I don't believe in God," and all that kind of stuff. And whenever they say that, I, for some reason, I feel a burden to go to them.
All right.
And actually minister to them. Because it's the truth. It's the truth that they have to know God. I mean, who created us besides God? Nobody. He's the only one that created us.
Amen.
And it just gets me so much and shocks me so much that those souls don't believe in God.
Amen.
And, you know, when I went to that kid today, his name is Alex. I'd read to him, I started out in Genesis chapter 1 when I said, well, God was the one who created all the heaven and the earth. He created Lot. And, you know, I went on and on about Genesis. And, you know, he just kept on complaining and moaning and groaning. I mean, he was like, but then after a while, he got a little quiet. I felt there was a conviction that got him, but to be honest with you, it may have been my fault when I had stopped. I should have kept on going. I shouldn't have stopped at all. But I mean, but the only reason I stopped was because the teacher, she said, she's going to be like those public school teachers. Just like I said, they're lost too. So yeah. She's going to say, I'm sorry, but can you go outside with all your witnessing? I was like, okay, I'll just put it up. I was being respectful. I wasn't letting that enemy get in my flesh to make me mad, because I'm too happy to get mad.
Hallelujah.
We've got to rejoice and have God in our hearts. We have to have God in our hearts. He's our only friend.
Whoa.
What you've got to do during that trial and while you're in the wilderness, you have to smile. You have to smile, okay?
Whoa.
I'm saying the truth. You have to. You have to. The Bible says to rejoice. God can put a new song on your tongue. That's what he said. He can put a new song on your tongue. That's the truth. Praise God. You know, I really feel that, you know, that we need to have some victory around these altars tonight. We can't let that devil take our victory. We got to have it. We've got to seek and then try to seek for the Holy Ghost to come into our hearts and souls. I believe it. You know, I believe it. That's what we have to do. Praise God. And, you know, Just like I said, I was really feeling a burden on this sermon. You know, I've been just praying and asking God, you know, help me with, you know, all this, with, you know, all the people that, you know, that just don't know God. Can I just be more of a big, huge light to them and be a light to the church also? You know, because I like to encourage y'all too, and that's one reason why the devil, he's been over me about that also. He doesn't like my encouragement and my rejoicing of God. He doesn't like that, so he's gonna do. He's going to paint all these pictures in your mind, and he's going to lie to you and say, "Oh, that church doesn't care for you," and all that kind of stuff. But I just like I said, shake the devil off.
Amen.
Shake the devil off. Shake him off. Shake him off. Praise God. That's what y'all have to know tonight. Praise God.
Yeah.
Believe that the enemy will get off of you. Praise God. Believe it, oh God. Oh God, you have to believe that the enemy will get off of you. Kick him off of you. You know, there are times he'll. I mean, the devil, he's. He's so indivisible. It's like, I mean, it's like when the devil comes at you, I know how it is, because the devil, he'll try to do it to me like that, but he can't touch me because I'm sanctified. I'm crossing the blood of Jesus. He's not going to touch you. I know there are times when the enemy, he'll throw that stronghold against you, but you have to rebuke that stronghold, because there are times whenever I even feel those strongholds against me, but I just try to rebuke, and sometimes I'll have to walk away and rebuke, because that's what I do. Because, I mean, you know, this is another thing, you know, the greater the call is, the more you're going to go through.
All right.
That's the truth.
All right.
The greater, and even for the Christians, you know, the greater the witnessing is, the more you're going to go through. You know, in the devil, he doesn't like Old Past Tabernacle. I know he doesn't. He doesn't like it at all. He does not like it at all. Have y'all been recognizing that a lot? He doesn't like us, because I mean we're more holiness and doing what the Bible tells us than those other churches, because those other churches that they'll, for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason there are some churches, you know, I mean, I've heard this, and I've actually learned about this, you know, there are some churches that don't believe in certain scriptures. Have y'all heard of that before? There are some churches who doesn't believe in some scriptures. I've heard of that. And you know, we cannot be that way. We have to believe everything that God has told us to do.
Amen.
We have to believe it. This is the book of life right here. This is the book of life. Praise God. This is the book of life. Praise God. I believe it, oh God. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, it's just, I mean, to be honest with y'all, and I'm going to tell y'all about this too. I don't live in a whole house crossing the blood of Jesus. The only thing in my house that's crossing the blood of Jesus is my room. The rest of my house is the devil. He just has. There have been times when I've tried my best to go walk around the house when everybody leaves. There have been times when I have to walk around the house and just I'll pray, you know, around the whole house. I'll lay my hands on certain things. I'll lay my hand all around the house to rebuke the devil out of the house. And that's what I do. And that's the right thing to do.
Amen.
We have to have prayer.
Amen.
So I just do the right thing. I walk around the house and I anoint. I anoint everything in the house. And I keep on doing it over and over and over again. But the devil, he doesn't want to give up. He's not going to give up.
Amen.
But we have the power. We have the power to rebuke him. We have the power.
Amen.
And praise God, you know, the burden of this sermon is it's just so, so powerful to these different souls. I believe that tonight. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. Praise God. You know, we can't let the devil win.
Amen.
We've got to win.
Amen.
We've got to win. You've got to walk on him.
Hallelujah.
You've got to stump the devil and shake him out of your mind. I'm telling you. Because praise God, you know, that's how it is in the road of salvation, in the road of holiness. And praise God, you know, I wanna have the holiness movement all around, right? Right? We've got to have the holiness movement all around. We've got to represent our lights to them.
Amen.
We've got to represent our lights to them. Praise God. And you know, it's like, man. Some people are like, "Oh, Big Q, you're only 13 years old, and you're preaching, and you're representing your line, and you dress up every day, and you act like you're stuck up." Some people try to tell me that. Some people tell me that I'm stuck up just because I'm a very happy Christian and I witness the gospel. Some people think that I'm stuck up. I'm not. No. the only people that I know that are stuck up are the oneness and the charismatics. The ones that choose to ignore the ones that need help, and the ones that have the longing in their hearts. See, I don't do that. I walk around, you know. Sometimes I'll nod that head around, you know. You know, we've got to have that Christian walk. We've got to have it, you know. Praise God. I believe that. That's the truth. Praise God. Oh, praise God. You know, I really feel it. I'm feeling it tonight. I'm not nervous tonight either. I'm walking around. It's just so I can, you know, have that anointing on me. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I've been, you know, there are certain days, you know, that not every day is going to be good. There are certain days when I'm brokenhearted, and there are certain days when I'm lied to. There are certain days when I'm hindered. But I know on the inside I still have the power. Oh, praise God. I have the power. Praise God. Praise God. Y'all got to have the power tonight. Praise God. Y'all got to have the power. Praise God. I feel like walking around this church tonight. Praise God. Every one of y'all have to have the power. I believe it. You got to have the power in your minds. Praise God. You got to have the power in your hearts. Have the power in the flesh. Have powers in the soul. Have powers all around your body of God. Because God, he is our only friend. You cannot trust any other friend but God. Because you can share everything with him. Everything that you're going through, you can share with God. Because I mean, every day I know that God is walking with me. That's one reason why I smile so much, because I know that God, he walks with me everywhere I go. I can feel him walking with me now. It's the truth. Praise God. He's walking with me. Praise God. He's in the church tonight. He's watching us. He's watching us. I knew it. I know he's watching us. That makes me happy. Because God, he's the only one that you can share your private needs with. Just like we do at prayer meeting, when he says unspoken request by uplifting hand. That's between you and God. Not anybody else. Now I know I've shared private needs with people before, and I know better than that. I'm not gonna do it anymore because I used to do it. I don't do it anymore. I don't share my private needs anymore. I know now that it's all between me and God,
Everything that I go through, whenever you're in a wilderness, it's all between you and God. And God can bring us out of that wilderness. He can bring you out of that wilderness. I believe it tonight. I believe that you are just coming to this altar and just give God all the glory and praise. Come out of that wilderness. Seek for God and ask him to get you out of that wilderness. Because I know most of us in here are going through the wilderness. I don't know who. I'm not a prophet. I'm just saying the truth. There are most of us in here that are going through the wilderness. I know that. And, you know, whether it's family, whether it's anything else, anything that you're going through, whether it's spiritually, physically, emotionally, whether it's discouragements, God, he can still do it. Praise God. He can still do it. We've got to believe that. Praise God. We've got to believe that. And, you know, I just thank God so much because, I mean, and you know, did you know that the devil, he can even use people? Did y'all know that? Praise God, he can. He'll use people. He'll use people. I'm telling you. And you know, this is something that my cousin told me. I haven't read the Bible about it yet, but you know, she even told me that there are times when the enemy will move in the house of God. And I was like, I haven't read that in the Word of God yet. I haven't read that in the Word of God. But I mean, since you told me, I can't believe that. But I mean, I know that the enemy is real. I know that. Now I'm not gonna say he's moving in every house of God. But that's something she told me. I was like, well, I don't know. I haven't done anything about that yet. I haven't read about that yet. I've asked God about it, but you know, I mean, God doesn't come when you want to come. He'll come on his own time. He's always there on time. He's an on-time God. Amen. Praise God. He's an on-time God. Praise God. We've got to believe that. Praise God. You know, I feel like preaching to you tonight. I'm sorry. I feel it tonight. Praise God. I feel like preaching to you tonight. Praise God. And you know, that just really makes me, you know, feel real, real anointed to do things like this. I enjoy my call. I thank God for it. I know it's in my heart. It's the truth. I know that it's in my heart. You know, even I've been trying to reach down for souls. And you know that time, you know, when my grandmother came, you know, that was the second time she came. And can you believe that time she had got under conviction? Did y'all see that? Not everybody saw that Sunday morning, but she did. She just sat down. She just started crying. I knew that was God. I sat beside her. You know, I was. I guess I was praising God, but for some reason, someone told me to turn around this way, and I mean, I saw those tears falling down those eyes. Hallelujah. I knew there was conviction. Hallelujah. When you get under conviction, that means God is dealing with you.
Amen.
He's dealing with the hearts. He's reaching down for hearts. I believe that. You know, I just praise God. Praise God. You know, I praise God. Praise God. I thank him. Praise God. I give him all glory and praise. Let's give, lift our hands and give God praise. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Help us tonight. We thank you for the glory to God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, we thank you for everything you've already done for us. We thank you for saving us and filling us with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for giving us a closer walk with you. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Praise God, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, God, help us tonight, glory to Jesus. Holy Ghost, speak to our hearts, speak to us tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord.
Surely the enemy is angry, saith the Lord. Surely the enemy is raging. He's raging against my work, saith the Lord. Knoweth that my hand is upon your life. And he can see what I have done. The testimony of the light that you are, saith the Lord. Angers the enemy. This saith the Lord. I will bring you higher, saith God. I will cause the battles in your life. Bring you closer to me. And this saith the Lord, when you become closer to me, when you come closer to me, when you are a child that walks near to me, this saith the Lord, I do greater things in your life. This saith the Lord, you will walk in victory when you walk near me. Though the enemy rages, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church, saith the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Let's stand around this altar tonight and seek God. Oh, praise God, praise God. Give him the glory, give him the praise. Ask him to help you tonight, oh God. Oh, let him, whoever God is dealing with, I just walk to this altar. God is dealing with somebody's heart tonight. Oh, God is dealing with somebody's heart.